Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
It's Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's on smallbusinessadvocate.com. And my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. That's my third book. And the fourth one, my new book, is The Third Ingredient, number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. And you can find all those at Amazon. Wayne Cruz is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 20 years, vice president with Competitive Enterprise Institute, author of the annual report, The 10,000 Commandments. This is the 25th edition. What a great milestone, Wayne. I'm so proud of you for the work that you've done. This is legendary. Wayne, listen to me. This is legendary work you're doing, and I want you to know how much we admire you for that.
Well, thanks. But 25 years, y'all are getting old. I keep telling you that.
Hey, Wayne, the president.
Not me.
For eight of those almost 20 years you and I have been together, we labored, right. And you labored, and I labored reporting on and labored living with the regulatory dump truck that the Obama administration dropped on Main Street. And it was nothing less, in my opinion, than criminal. The things that were unnecessary, they were obligatory, they were onerous, they were almost penal, and they were totally, it was nothing, I don't know, it's hard for me to say how much I disliked what happened in those 8 years, and in 20 months, President Trump has almost reversed those, hasn't he? Many of them, most of them.
Right. There's been a big change. You and I have talked a lot during the Obama years, and one of the key features of that administration, which actually I hope that is one of the things that ultimately a court that contains Kavanaugh would address, but this so-called pen and phone. Obama would often say, when he wasn't saying you didn't build that as a businessman, he would say, I have a pen and I have a phone, and if Congress doesn't act, I can act and I can get things done. And that you mentioned Obamacare. One of the things he had done there was had the Health and Human Services and the IRS do extensions on things like the employer mandate, which is great to have that go away, but just basically writing law on its own.
Right.
And the numbers of regulations begin to ratchet back up under Obama in a way that we hadn't seen in a long, long time. When he left office his final year, the Federal Register, which is kind of the daily depository of all these rules, had hit 97,000 pages.
Wow.
And when Trump just completed his first year, when 2017 ended last year, of course, he wasn't there for the first 2 weeks of the year, 3 weeks of the year. The Federal Register was around 60,000 pages, so he dropped it by nearly a third.
Wow.
It took Reagan about 3 or 4 years to drop regulatory flows in terms of the Federal Register by a third.
Wow.
And in terms of rule counts, Obama had gotten us up to 3,800. Under Trump, it was down to 3,200. So there was a much quicker pace.
But one of the advantages Trump had, this pen and phone thing, Wayne, you're talking about, this pen and phone thing is basically, it sounds like you know, you're a gunslinger and you're able to do some things that nobody else could do, but truthfully, this basically built on a house of cards, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the authority was not there, and there's no way you can govern that way, and just the entire administrative state faces that problem. I mean, how can we lurch back and forth between a Carol Browner type and a Scott Pruitt type at EPA, for example? You just can't govern that way. And people use the term deep state and talk about, well, if you know, you've got the appointees coming in and you've got this long-standing regulatory push from the agencies and they want to protect their turf and keep their agendas going. I think they kind of bide their time. What's happening now is, although Trump has met his two-for-one goals in terms of reducing major regulations
right.
that are coming out, if you look a little bit over the horizon, you see that agencies are reversing that in the so-called unified agenda, where agencies are publishing a priority. they've got more than double the number of regulatory activities compared to deregulatory ones. So,
and you see that as a deep, you see that as a deep state reaction to Trump's administration?
Say again?
You see that as a deep state reaction to Trump?
What if you can go back and even look at the mainstream newspapers, and they talked about how agencies reacted to Trump and how they would get together in their meetings to worry about what they're doing, how they're fretting. Robert Reich had a Facebook page, you know, with the resist hashtag and things of that sort. So they are entrenched, and it's very difficult to roll them back or get rid of them. It's an extremely hard thing to do. You know, the Trump administration just put out.
Can the executive branch not do something about that? Can the executive branch not take action? it still amazes me that you've got organizations that the FBI can and the Justice Department can thwart the Congress, and that the regulatory state can thwart the president, whoever that might be. It still amazes me that who's in charge here, Wayne?
Well, no, unfortunately, just the agencies really are, because Trump has just released a report on executive branch restructuring. Remember, he was going to streamline and get rid of agencies, talk about all the duplicative dozens of job programs and things of that sort. It used to be the Republicans talked about eliminating agencies like Department of Energy, Department of Education, selling off national labs, rolling back the Department of Energy. None of that's happening anymore. And we're getting a streamlining between the Department of Labor and the Department of Education. But in terms of a fundamental rollback of the administrative state, there are a lot of positive things are happening, but it's just not occurring. Trump can't do it.
A lot of people don't think about the deep state being in the regulatory state, folks, and something we probably need to all pay more attention to, especially when we go to the voting box. Quick break, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.